WRBR, 104.5, the River Continuous Soft Rock. Mike and Mandy in the morning. Let's see here. Another secret that a retail store would use to get you to spend more bling.
Yeah, more bling.
Show the bling, the money. Let's see. Supermarkets are famous for offering the free samples of their products.
Yeah, I know.
Apparently, if you want to say, keep a tight rein on the spending, don't go for that stuff.
Yeah.
Or take the free samples, just don't buy them.
Don't buy the products.
More coming up next on the River. WRBR 104.5, the River Continuous Soft Rock. Mike and Mandy in the morning. So we're ratting out the retailers this morning.
Yeah.
The secrets the stores use to get you to buy more, to spend more bling.
More bling.
Or do I stand corrected? So you're going to go ahead and correct me. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, darling.
Oh, listen to this.
We misspoke.
Wow, man. You are so cool.
You're radical, man. Man,
you know what? I just think she had a gangsta moment. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it is.
Make sure you hit me on the hip with one of those text messages, baby. She's absolutely right, though. She's absolutely right.
We have no business using the term bling.
I don't.
You really don't.
In the words of Austin Power, there's nothing worse than an aging hipster.
That's right.
Okay. Now, we're going to take a look at those top secrets that the retailers use to get you to spend more money, honey. But first, let's check the drive.
You're traffic 05. And now, here's John Presley.
Got a wreck on. I'm John Presley with traffic on WRVR 104.5 The River.
All righty, John. Here we go. It's 7:13. So has the shopping season begun?
Yeah, it has.
Just remember this. Keep it in mind. Once you do start on your holiday shopping, there are nearly 35,000 grocery stores and big retail outlets in the United States today.
Mm-hmm.
And they all share secrets among them to get shoppers to, say, fill up them carts.
Yeah, to spend more money.
So what are those strategies?
The first strategy that they use is where they place items on shelves. Now, this is mostly at a grocery store, but they know that the average child of about 5 years old is about 3 feet 6 inches tall. Therefore, items intended for child consumption are placed accordingly. For example, cereal, which is always a child's favorite, is strategically placed lower on the store shelves or at cart level within easy reach of a child riding in the shopping cart.
Just yesterday, I was at Target and with my wife, and some mom with a couple of little kids was pushing her shopping cart around them, and the kid goes, "Mom, come here, I want to show you something." And he pointed right in front of him, and he couldn't have been more than 4 feet tall.
So, yeah.
Ooh.
See, it's true.
What else?
Racetrack setups. Now, Kohl's Department Store was the first big box retailer to do this. It's called a racetrack setup for shopping. In essence, a shopper has to walk around the entire store to make a purchase and is forced to view almost everything before they can even make it to the register.
Ooh, the secrets the stores use to get you to buy more, to spend more money, honey. It's 717 on the River.
Hi. This is Ginger Young at its best.
It's 7:19. The secret stores used to get you to spend more money. Honey, apparently there's more.
Oh, there is.
Hi, Catherine.
How are you?
I'm good. Where's their bakery? That's another one of
their
secrets.
It's the first thing that you see when you walk in.
Really?
Yes, yeah. It is.
Is that true? Let's see here. Tricks. Oh, the placement of the bakery, usually at the front of the store.
Yeah.
The smell of fresh bread and other baked goods is a renowned way to appeal to hungry customers.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, when you smell that fresh bread.
Even if you're not hungry when you went in.
When you're on the low-carb diet, forget about it. Good job, Catherine. You're all right at 7:20. Mike and Mandy in the morning, sticking and moving, doing our dance, loving life, making it look easy, and staying alive. Bee Gees at WRVR. WRVR 104.5, the River Continuous Soft Rock at 7:24. This is the Mike and Mandy Show. My wife is telling me last night, just as we're going to bed, you got to give me a shout out.
I said,
we don't do shout outs on WRVR. What do you know?
She knows that.
She says, you got to stand up and say, A, to all the Mississippi State fans.
Oh, yeah.
And all the Mississippi State alum living in the area, because Mississippi State, their football team. That's right. Their football team. Not the softball team. Not
the volleyball squad.
Not badminton. They went into Tuscaloosa and beat Alabama in football.
That's incredible.
Give them a good old SEC beating. And I said, man, I don't know if I want to do that. That'll open up a bigger can of worms than having a political discussion about who's better, Democrats or Republicans.
My wife,
who, went and graduated from Mississippi State, would like to say hello to everybody. To all you Mississippi State Bulldog fans.
Mm-hmm.
Maroon, white, bulldog, bite.